Hey, story friends. Today I am going to bring you a story with an author, a story from a book. And the author's name is C.J. Taylor. And the book is called Little Water and the Gift of the Animals. And I'm not going to read it. I am going to tell it. So it won't be exactly the same as the book. But I'm telling it because it's an important story. And I was working on it with my friends in grade four when school got canceled and we couldn't keep going. So this story is for them. It's a story from the Seneca people. And once among the Seneca there lived a young hunter whose name was Little Water. He knew the forest and the animals so well that he could always find food for his people. But he never took more than he needed, and he always said thank you. Often when he went into the woods, he didn't hunt at all. People said he could talk to the animals. He was always learning about them, and he was always learning from them. His special friend was Wolf. Wolf just seemed to know what Little Water was thinking. Now, one summer, Little Water was away from the village for a long, long time. And the leaves started to change color, and he realized he was needed at home to help with the harvest. And so he had to go home and help do the work because his people were farmers. They grew corn and vegetables. And when they got everything harvested, they'd have big parties and celebrations with dancing and feasting. So he said goodbye to Wolf in the forest and he hurried home, but he noticed right away it was very quiet. He couldn't hear people calling or drums or the sound of children playing. There wasn't even any smoke coming from where the cooking fire should have been. Finally, he got close enough and he could see the water's edge because there was a lake nearby. And right at the edge of the water, he saw his grandfather. Now, his grandfather's name was Stone Owl, and Stone Owl was also the medicine man of the village, like the doctor. And the people depended on him to be wise and to help them when they were sick. But now he was just all bent over and sad. "What's wrong, Grandfather?" Little Water called. "Where is everyone?" Stone Owl looked up and said, "Oh, I was coming to look for you, Little Water. A terrible sickness has come over the village. My medicines will not cure it. Everyone is too weak to work. If we don't die from this sickness, we will die this winter because we will starve. There's no one to harvest the corn. I need your help." And the Little Water said, "I will go right now. I will start. I will bring in the whole harvest by myself." "No," his grandfather told him, "that's not what we need. We need you to go into the forest and talk to the animals. Find out if they have a cure for this problem." Well, Little Water went back, but it was fall, and fall the weather can be kind of unpredictable. And as he was searching, first a few drops of rain started to fall, and then more and more, and the rain was coming down, and the thunder and the lightning, and he was calling to his friend Wolf, but nobody could hear anything over the sound of the wind and the rain. When it was finally evening, it just got worse. There was more lightning. And Little Water was so wet and so tired and so worried that he stepped off the path without even realizing it, and he fell down a cliff and he hit his head. After the storm, the moon came out, and there was Little Water just lying unconscious where he had fallen. Well, Wolf was out hunting, and he found Little Water, and he licked his face and said, "Wake up, wake up." But Little Water did not wake up. So Wolf knew he needed help, and he howled into the night. "Come, my brothers," said Wolf. "Our friend needs us." And the moon got bright. Many animals traveled all night to reach the wolf. Bear came and helped Wolf move Little Water so he is more comfortable. Deer and Hawk and Turtle came and worried about their friend. And finally, Otter was the last to arrive. He said, "What happened?" Wolf said, "Little Water was searching for us when he fell. His people are sick and they need our help to get well." "We will do what we can," said Bear. Turtle agreed. "Little Water has always been kind to us and respected us. Each of us must tell him our secret medicine," said Otter. Now, Little Water was unconscious, but while he was unconscious, he could see the animals dancing around him, and he learned secrets that would save his people. Deer, who loses his antlers every winter and grows new ones every spring, said, "The antlers of the deer will help you bring life back." And Bear said, "The claws of the bear will give strength." And the Hawk said, "My feathers bring you peace inside." And Turtle said, "My shell is a drum that will make music for you." And Otter said, "My skin will make a medicine bag to hold the magic. Wear it around your neck." And Wolf was the very last creature to speak. He said, "I will give you my song. When you hear me singing to Grandmother Moon, you will know we are all with you." That morning, Little Water woke up just in time to see the animals as they were moving away. He was trying to remember what happened when he saw Wolf sitting next to him. Wolf said, "They have told you everything they know. And they've shown you what you must do. Now I'm going to take you back to your village." "Will I remember it all?" Little Water asked. "Oh yes," said Wolf. "Once you know, you will never forget." Wolf took Little Water back to the village. It was so quiet, Little Water wondered if his grandfather was ill too. But as he got closer to the longhouses, he saw his grandpa. "Grandfather, the animals have shown me how to cure our people. I have their secrets." So Little Water and Stone Owl called for everyone to come to the doors of their longhouses. Some of them had to be helped because they were too weak to stand up on their own. When everyone was gathered around, Little Water told him all he had learned from his animals. And he told them about the songs they needed to sing and the dances they needed to do to help them get well. Day after day, they gathered together and sang and danced. And as they got stronger, they danced faster. Soon they were well enough to harvest the corn and the beans and the squash and to even have their feast. Little Water knew his people would always be grateful to the animals for helping. And when Grandmother Moon was shining bright, he listened for the song of the wolf. Now let's go to your garden and see your special animal friend. Begin by taking a nice relaxed breath and imagining green soft grass under your feet. And imagine the smell of the grass and the things growing and the feel of just a little bit of wind on your skin, a little bit of sun on your back. And you walk through the field to the forest and you find the path and it's worn down nice and smooth because many feet have gone on this path. But on either side of the path, it's wild and brambly forest and there are animals moving in and out and playing. There are birds in the trees, and through the leaves you see that the sun is still shining. After a while you come to a big old tree, and you know this tree, it's the trouble tree. It has huge branches, but they're close to the ground, so close you can reach up. On these branches there are all kinds of different bags and packages and backpacks, and they're filled with everybody's troubles. And you don't want to take your troubles around with you, So you take your troubles off and you hang them on the tree. And then you feel so much better, so much stronger and lighter. You walk down the path till you come to your gate, your own special gate that is just for you. And so you notice, is it made of stone or wood or metal? Find the latch and see how it opens. And open your gate and find yourself in your garden. As you close the gate gently behind you, look around and be curious about what's different today. Because your garden is always changing. There's always something new growing. There might be something new that has arrived for a visit. And as you look across the grass in your garden, I want you to see your own special animal friend. And I don't know what kind of animal it will be, but it is waiting in the grass. And whether it is big and strong or small and quick, this is the animal that is your special friend. So you can go right over to it knowing you are safe, and you can talk to your animal friend. You can play with it the way you might play with a puppy or a kitten. You can chase it. You can play tag. You can go into the woods or down to the water. Maybe it's a swimming animal. I don't know. But I want you to just have the most fun with your special animal friend. And I want you to notice that for just this one time while you are in your garden, you can do whatever your animal friend can do. So if it runs really fast, you can run really fast. If it's a really great swimmer, you can swim. If it has a shell, you can curl up and feel safe and quiet. If it has a beautiful big voice, you can have that beautiful big voice. And I want you just to experiment with what you can do with your animal friend that you can't do when you're just a boy or a girl. I want you to have the best time playing with your animal friend. And then to notice it's time to go home. But you know that whenever you come to the garden, you'll be able to see your friend again. Your friend will always be here and will always be ready to play and will always be glad to see you. And so you can say goodbye for now, walk to your gate, look at your garden, say, oh, I'm so glad my garden is here for me whenever I need it. Then close the gate and move along, back past the apple tree, out of the woods, into the grass, and all the way back. And now, what can you do? I think you better draw a picture of you playing with your best animal friend, doing some of the things you did in your garden. And that way, you will always remember what you learned from your animal friends. Be back with another story soon.